Did you know that Jesus was Jewish? You might be asking, what does that mean for your Christian faith?
Watch today and discover how understanding the Jewish roots of your faith and your connection to Israel and the Jewish people
can transform your life and the way you read the Bible. Coming up on Jewish Voice. Shalom and welcome to Jewish Voice. Thank you for joining me today. I'm Jonathan Burness, and I'm joined again by my co-host Ezra Benjamin. And we're going to be talking about something we often talk about here on Jewish Voice, and that's the Hebrew language. Ezra, Hebrew is so vital to our message to the church.
It is. Jonathan, you know, not only were really two-thirds of the scripture, what we can call the Jewish Bible, or you may know it as the Old Testament, were written almost entirely in Hebrew, a little bit of Aramaic after the return from exile in Babylon, but the vast majority of it written in the Hebrew language. And another cool thing to think about, maybe you've never thought about this, is that creation was spoken into existence in Hebrew. God's actually speaking, right? That the living word is speaking forth words in Hebrew that bring chaos, tovu bovu, it says in Hebrew, into order. Sky and land, water from earth, you know, birds of the air, animals, it's all spoken into existence in Hebrew.
Yeah, this is so relevant for you. You may be thinking, well, this is an archaic language, I'm not into languages, but there's something so rich about Hebrew. Again, the language of almost the entire Old Testament. Some would argue that the New Testament, I'm not going there, but the original language of most of the Old Testament, the language of creation.
Right.
But then you also have a multi-dimensional language that when you dig into, and you don't need to be a fluent Hebrew speaker. We have great tools online.
That's right.
And Ezra, a word that we may speak in, say in English, love, for example, has many, many words in Hebrew.
That's right.
We're going to see this today and give you some examples. But there's so many meanings. One that we'll look at in particular that I'm thinking about is shalom.
Right.
We'll get to that. But this is so relevant for you. And there are tools that we offer that make it easy to actually dig into the Hebrew. You don't have to be a scholar. You don't have to take years of Hebrew lessons. I unfortunately had to.
Right.
I joke about that a lot. I wasn't a great student. But the Hebrew language is so compelling because for believers, we learn about God, who God is in the Hebrew. When we look at the different names of God, right? When we look at God expresses his character, his nature in words like Adonai Tzidkenu, the Lord our righteousness.
Right.
Tzidkenu, he is our righteousness. That's part of his nature. That's who he is. The Lord our healer, the Lord our redeemer. Right? There's so many. The Lord Almighty, the idea, which when we look in the Hebrew, the idea of Shaddai is that he is the one who sustains us. He's the one that nurtures us. How do we learn this? When we dig into the Hebrew.
That's right. And Jonathan, our audience may be listening and saying, you know, I'm a Christian. I love the Lord. I've been saved through the blood of Jesus. But what does Hebrew have to do with me? One, and two, it's way more difficult than I could ever possibly understand. I want to challenge you on both of that. You know, we read the Bible here in America or Canada or wherever you're watching, if you're living in the English-speaking world, in English. And this was men and women of God, you know, asking for the help of the Lord to create a very, very accurate translation, but the English word doesn't always get at the original Hebrew, under the Hebrew meaning in its fullness. Shalom is a great example that we'll talk about.
A quick story that comes to mind. I've been a believer now for two-thirds of my life, 42 years. Jesus was the God of Christianity. I joked that he was the son of Mr. and Mrs. Christ.
Right.
Christ, I thought, was his family name. Jesus was his given name, Jesus Christ, son of Mr. and Mrs. Christ. When I read the New Testament for the first time, and I was taught that it was a book that was foreign to Jews, that it was the book of the Christians, on the first page, I read that you'll call his name Jesus because he'll save his people from their sins, and there was a little footnote, is actually in the center, it was a center column note, and it said Hebrew Yeshua, salvation.
That's right.
I recognize that word. I recognize Jesus as a Christian word, but I recognized Yeshua out of the wells of salvation
That's right.
You'll drop water.
And we're going to talk more about the name Yeshua in just a minute.
But that revelation of the Hebrew Jesus, Yeshua, that his name was Yeshua, I can't overstate how the change,
the impact
that it had on me, Ezra.
That's right.
And then discover that Christ was from Mashiach.
Right.
A Hebrew word. He was the anointed one. That I understood as Jewish.
Right.
The Hebrew.
The idea of the Christ, that's for the Christians. The Messiah is for Israel.
And that Hebrew root made the difference for me.
That's right.
That Hebraic revelation.
So
made
important.
The change for me, the revelation of Hebrew.
Yeah, Jonathan, let's look at a couple examples. Maybe you're watching and saying, okay, I'm tracking with you, give me some examples. Well, the first word we want to talk about today is the word, and I'm actually looking at the second one down on the screen here, kavod. It's kuf bet vav dalit in Hebrew, and you may be saying, well, what does that mean? It means glory, okay? But sometimes what you need to do in Hebrew is to look at the three-letter root or core. Almost every Hebrew word, effectively every Hebrew word, unless it's shorter than three characters, has a three-character, it's called a shoresh, which in Hebrew means a root. And so we need to understand the root to understand the fullness of what the word means. So the glory of God in the Hebrew scriptures is kavod Adonai or kavod Elohim. Okay, well, we understand kavod means glory. But the root, Jonathan, up here, the three letters above it, is kaved. And literally it means weight. If something's heavy, you say this is kaved.
Yeah.
In modern Hebrew, the word for suitcase, baggage, is literally a weighty thing.
Well, here's a strange one. One of the translations of kaved is liver.
Right.
Which sounds weird. That's got to sound weird, right? Liver. Kaved, liver is kaved. Why is kaved translated liver, one of the translations of kaved? Because it's the heaviest organ of the body.
Right.
And so the organ of weight
is
the kaved, weight. That's the meaning of glory. It's the weight of God.
The weight of the presence of the Lord. And maybe you've sung worship songs, right? Lord, let the weight of your glory fall upon me. That's not poetic. That's the original Hebrew intent, that when the Lord shows up, it's a weighty thing.
And that changes everything.
It does.
Because it gives the idea, then you have the idea that God is very tangible, that he's real, that he's, when he's present, you actually experience his weight. You can feel, it's tangible.
That's right.
The atmosphere changes. That's the kavod of God, the weight of God's glory. The glory is the weight of God. It's a great example.
Jonathan, it's a great example of that shoresh, that Hebrew root word, and how we need to understand the shoresh, the root, to understand the meaning. Kaved, weightiness. Kavod, the weight of the glory of God. Another example, real quick here, is the difference in Hebrew between two words. Sof in Hebrew just means end, but a word that you've seen in Jeremiah 29:11, acharit, means a certain predetermined expected end you can count on. God says, I know the plans I have for you, to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you a hope and an acharit, a predetermined expected future. You know, you have an acharit. The Lord knows your future, and he in his faithfulness is bringing that to pass in his time.
What a huge difference between an end and an intentional acharit, that God wants to bring you to fulfill your destiny, that he's ordained for you before he created the universe. That's an amazing thought.
So, Jonathan, we're talking here in this example about how that shoresh, that three-letter Hebrew root word, really matters in understanding the fullness, kaved, and the glory of the Lord, kavod. Another example we'll put up on the screen here of how understanding the Hebrew language or the Hebrew words that the scriptures were written in can really enrich our faith is this one. It's the difference between two different Hebrew words that in English come out the same, and the word is end. Okay? So end, like end of the day, end of the bus route, is sof in Hebrew. It's not up on the screen, but it's a short word, sof. You say the end of the day, sof hayom. But there's this other word that's used right from the end of Genesis and onward in the Old Testament, Jonathan. You got to get some phlegm in your throat say this right.
One of my favorite words.
Acharit.
And you know
there
how you do, you know how you're doing this right when you have moisture.
Right.
If you say acharit, there's no moisture. If you say acharit, wet.
Yep, got to get a little moisture on the palm.
Yeah.
Try it at
home. That's how to do it right. Give it a try
now. Not next to your family member.
Acharit. Oh, feel the moisture.
So okay. We digress. There, feel the moisture. So acharit, what's the difference between sof and acharit? Acharit is a certain expected end. It's a predetermined outcome that you can count on. Acharit hayamim is saying that the Lord has a predetermined outcome in the end times that we can count on. And another place the verse is, this is one of our favorite verses here.
I love this.
Jeremiah 29:11. You know this verse. God's speaking through the prophet Jeremiah to Israel, saying dark times are ahead because of your disobedience. But then he says, but don't lose hope, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and an acharit, a future, a determined end that I've worked out beforehand that you, Israel, can count on. And you watching today can count on your acharit.
This is where you have a huge difference between a single English word, end.
Right.
And
different
the
Hebrew words.
Acharit.
Right.
Because end might be you have a distance that your car can go.
That's right.
And you just drive until the end, until your tank runs out.
Right.
You're just driving to the end. Acharit is that GPS,
yep.
Right, that's giving you a destination. And if you miss the turn,
that's right,
it gives you the U-turn, or it redirects you to an expected end.
Because you're going to get to the destination.
Example.
It is.
This
it is
a great example.
You have an acharit. I hope you know that today. We just want to speak to you, minister to your hearts. The Lord has an acharit for you, a predetermined expected end that you can count on.
Yes, and he wants to help you to get there. And we want to help you to get there. We need to take a short break, though, as our announcer comes to tell you about an incredible opportunity to stand with Jewish Voice and the outreaches we're doing around the world. Your giving today, in addition to supporting outreaches, will help us in planting and supporting new congregations of believers in places like Ethiopia and Zimbabwe, which are growing in numbers every day. There are so many needs that you'll help us to minister to. So please get involved with us and don't go away. Ezra and I will be right back.
Discover the full richness of God's Word. Learn to read Hebrew in 6 weeks, along with Jonathan's teaching on DVD to complete your encounter with God's Word. For your gift of $40 or more to support the work of Jewish Voice, we will send you these new resources. As a thank you, we'll also include the Jewish Voice calendar for 2023. Become a new monthly Shalom partner for $30 a month, and we'll include the beautiful spiral-bound book, Confessing the Hebrew Scriptures, The Lord Our Righteousness, which includes photos, scripture passages, and a CD so you can hear and confess scripture in the original language. We'll send you all these resources to learn, love, and live the Hebrew Scriptures in language, plus this plaque which reminds you to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. As a Shalom partner, your financial support brings medical care, education, and the gospel to Jewish people around the world, including Ukraine. Will you call this toll-free number? If you prefer, you can give securely online at jewishvoice.tv or scan the QR code or mail your gift to the address on the screen. You can literally save the lives of people here on earth and for eternity. Thank you so much.
I just want to take a moment to say thank you on behalf of everyone at Jewish Voice.
That's right.
Ezra and I want to say thank you for supporting this ministry. We couldn't do what we do without you. So a special thanks, especially to our Shalom Monthly partners for your ongoing support of this ministry. Well, Ezra, we're talking about the Hebrew language.
Right.
And the weightiness, if I can. I'll use that example
pun
of
intended.
The Hebrew language. Pun
That's
intended.
Right.
The glory of God, the weight of God, acharit, God has an expected end. These are things that you can't grasp unless you look at the Hebrew. They just don't come across in the English, but they're really clear in Hebrew.
And
it makes our faith multidimensional.
It does.
It changes the way you read the scripture, and we have a couple more examples. That's why we spend time on the Hebrew language. And it's something that's relevant to each and every one of you. We're not going to encourage you to spend 3 years studying Hebrew, but jump into the Hebrew. There's some great tools that make it easy to do now that weren't available when I was a kid, driving to Hebrew school by force.
Right, having to read it in books.
Give us the next example.
Okay, well, just a recap real quick. We've talked about the idea of that shoresh, that three-character root word in Hebrew. We looked at kaved, weight, and kavod, the weight of the glory of God, or the glory of God. And then we looked at the difference in Hebrew between two different words that maybe in English get translated the same. End can be sof, just the end, or acharit, a certain expected end we can count on. Jonathan, let's spend a minute on names. And what better name in Hebrew than the name which is above every name, and that's Yeshua.
The name that changed my life.
And that's right.
Quite literally, in the Hebrew,
that's right.
Changed my life.
That's right. So, we know in English it's translated Jesus, Jesus in Spanish, Yesu in Latin. We could go down the line in all the different languages, but the name that Yeshua's father and mother called him, okay? His given name that was actually commanded that he would have this name is Yeshua. And the root word in Hebrew is salvation. Another similar name is, you may not have connected this before, Joshua in English is Yehoshua in Hebrew, which means the Lord has saved. It's the same root word, salvation. You know the psalm, "Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid." It says, "Hine El God Yeshua Ti, my salvation." And Jonathan, this is the name that was given to our Messiah, to our Lord and Savior. Why? Because it says he will save his people from their sins.
Yeah, I'll just throw this in. A very common argument, at least for those of us that are Jewish believers, is you don't find Jesus anywhere in our Bible, the
right.
Old Testament. Doesn't exist.
And yet?
Wrong answer. Many, many places
that's
do
right.
talk about Jesus.
That's right.
But it's Yeshua. It's a form of Yeshua.
That's right. You see that root word, salvation, God saving his people, God delivering his people. David saying, as we just said, "God, behold, God is my salvation." And then ultimately culminating in what Moses foresaw when he said, "There's a prophet coming after me who is greater than me. Listen to him." What the prophets foresaw when they said, "To us a child is born and to us a son is given." And then the name he's ultimately commanded to have from his parents, Yeshua. Salvation. His name is his calling. His name is his life and his ministry. His name is his destiny to come for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And that, for any would call upon
the whole
his name.
Idea of Mashiach, which is anointed one, is
right.
that he's anointed to redeem or save his people from their sins.
That's right.
It's amazing how often this is repeated. This root or this name is repeated in the Hebrew Bible, in
That's
the
right.
Jewish scriptures.
That's right.
It's not something that suddenly appears in the New Testament.
Right. Names matter. And when you can get into the Hebrew, we encourage you, learn just enough. It's not going to take you years and years. Learn just enough Hebrew to sound out names and look up in the Bible. Okay, this is, you know, Bathsheba, for example. What does that mean? Bathsheba, daughter of the covenant. Moses is Moshe in Hebrew, means I drew him from the water to be drawn out, remember? Because he was set in the basket because the firstborn sons in it, you know, the male children born in Israel are being killed, and he's drawn out of the Nile. And so his name is Moshe. Our name speaks to our identity and our destiny.
I know that many of you are students of the word. That's what probably why you love Israel, why you love the Jewish people, because you're a student of the word. Well, Hebrew is an important part
right.
of really understanding the Word of God, because you go back to the original language, it's multifaceted, and suddenly a meaning becomes clear that you've never seen before because it's in the Hebrew and not in the English.
That's right. That's right. Another example I'm thinking of real quick, Jonathan, before we put our last word study on the screen is Shmuel. God has heard. And interestingly, the father of what became the Arab people, Ishmael, is the same root that God would hear. The Muslim people have a destiny to not worship some unknown God they can never reach, Allah, but to be heard by the living God of Israel.
Yeah.
It's all in the name.
All in the name. It's so true.
And Jonathan,
it's the Hebrew name.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Before we run out of time here, the last word we want to share, as we promised at the beginning of our time together, Shalom. It means peace, but it also means wholeness. It means well-being. It's different than just the five-letter, you know, peace in English. Peace, it's this wholeness. It's this whole collective peace in our soul and well-being in our spirit that the Lord wants to give us.
Ezra, obviously, this is my favorite word in Hebrew, and that's true for most that are watching who know any Hebrew. It's the most popular word in Hebrew, shalom. I like to joke, it's hello and goodbye. So if you don't know whether you're coming or going, you just say shalom. But this is such a deep word. It's even found in the city of Jerusalem.
That's right.
Yerushalayim has shalom in it. It's the city of peace.
That's right. Ir is city, and shalom is peace. So Yerushalayim is the city where there's peace, or city of peace. It's built into the name of the city itself.
I think, and one of the most precious names for Yeshua is Sar Shalom. He's
That's right.
The Prince of Peace.
That's right.
But what is God's intention with this multifaceted word, pray for the shalom of Jerusalem? It's the idea of not just peace and welfare and well-being and wholeness, but completion.
That's right.
That God, I believe God is saying, exhorting us, pray for my plan, my purpose, my intention, my acharit to come about, to be fulfilled for my people and my land.
That's right.
That's what I think it's really saying, and it's very, at its very essence. When you pray for the shalom of Yerushalayim, you're praying for God's ultimate fulfillment, completion, acharit,
amen,
to come to pass.
Amen. Jonathan, there's a famous Jewish prayer. We actually pray it during a time of mourning when we lose a loved one. But it goes like this. It says, may he who creates peace, shalom, in heavenly places, may he create peace for us and for all Israel and all those who love him. The Lord, speaking to you right now, wherever you're watching today, the Lord who can create peace, order, intentional design, certain expected end, the Lord who can create that kind of peace in universes we know nothing of, can create that peace, that order, that certain expected end, that well-being and that wholeness in your life today. He can bring his shalom to bear in your life.
This is so important. This is a really important moment for you right now, because you may be watching with real need, with a real sense of despair, in a sense that God wants to do something in your life, and I'm saying he does. We're agreeing he does.
Amen.
He has an acharit for you, and he wants to bring you into his shalom, into
right.
his peace, into his well-being, but most importantly, his completion. He's provided everything you need. So we speak peace to you. We speak shalom over your life in the name of Yeshua. Two Hebrew words we looked at. God, shalom over your life in the name of his salvation. Sar Shalom, Yeshua, the Prince of Peace. Hey, we need to take a short break so we can share some information about resources that we're making available to you this week. Stay with us. We want to keep that going, and we want to pray specifically into your life, because God says where two or three agree on earth as touching anything, it shall be done.
Amen.
We really hope you'll get involved with us. Here's how.
Discover the full richness of God's Word. Learn to read Hebrew in 6 weeks, along with Jonathan's teaching on DVD, to complete your encounter with God's Word. For your gift of $40 or more to support the work of Jewish Voice, we will send you these new resources. As a thank you, we'll also include the Jewish Voice calendar for 2023. Become a new monthly Shalom partner for $30 a month, and we'll include the beautiful spiral-bound book, Confessing the Hebrew Scriptures, The Lord, Our Righteousness, which includes photos, scripture passages, and a CD so you can hear and confess scripture in the original language. We'll send you all these resources to learn, love, and live the Hebrew Scriptures in language, plus this plaque which reminds you to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. As a Shalom partner, your financial support brings medical care, education, and the gospel to Jewish people around the world, including Ukraine. Will you call this toll-free number? If you prefer, you can give securely online at jewishvoice.tv or scan the QR code, or mail your gift to the address on the screen. You can literally save the lives of people here on earth and for eternity. Thank you so much.
We leave time in every program to pray for the needs of our viewers, and we want to lift up your needs today. The world is shaking. There's a shaking going on. And I know that many of you are fighting some real challenges, trouble paying your mortgage or rent, loved ones that have departed from the faith. The list goes on. Illnesses, a lot of challenges. Here's the good news. God is on the throne, and he hears your prayers, and he loves you, and he's watching over you. Nothing's changed in the realm of heaven. Right, Ezra?
That's
nothing's
right.
changed.
That's
God
right.
is still in control. And so we're going to agree with you in prayer right now. Ezra, would you just lead us?
Absolutely.
There's so many needs. Just trust God. It's about faith. It's about trusting in him. He does care, but we need to fight the good fight of faith.
Amen. Lord, we thank you that even though everything that can be shaken is being shaken, that there's a
Lord.
Kingdom that we've been brought into by the blood of Yeshua that cannot be shaken. And we thank you for your word
you,
that endures forever. Though the grass withers and the flower fades, Lord, your word endures forever. And we pray, Lord, that the reality of the unshakable kingdom that we're a part of would be manifest in the lives and the testimonies and the circumstances
yes,
of all
Lord.
Who are watching today,
yes,
Lord, and
Lord.
That your promises that are sure and trustworthy will come to pass in their lives speedily and soon in Yeshua's name. You're the way maker and the provider
you,
and the protector. We thank
you,
Lord.
Lord.
We thank you. We thank
we
you. In Yeshua's
you,
name
Lord.
We pray.
In Yeshua's
Amen.
Name. Amen. Hey, if you'd like more information about our ministry, you can log on to jewishvoice.tv. You can also send us your prayer request right on the website. We have a team here at Jewish Voice that's committed to reading and praying over your prayer request by name. We believe in the power of prayer, and we care about you. Well, as we close the program, I want to remind you that God implores us to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We're told that those who do pray for Jerusalem will prosper. So if you want to prosper this week, pray for Israel and the Jewish people. Until next time, this is Jonathan Burness along with Ezra Benjamin saying shalom and God bless you.